Planet Solance, Season 1. Episode 14, The Truth Defiers. Suleiman bids farewell to Amar and Albert. After reaching home, Tina finds Amar lost in thoughts. She asks Albert about the happenings of the day after they left home.
What's the matter, Albert? Why does our lad look so tensed?
Not sure. Let's ask him.
They both approach Amar and ask him about the matter that worried him.
What's bothering you, dear? Didn't you like the place shown by Suleiman?
Yes, I did, and also finalized it.
Then, why do you look so worried?
No, not worried, just thinking about the residents of the colony which lies behind your residence.
Ah, those truth defiers.
Truth defiers? Why do you call them so?
Just because they are defying the truth. They don't agree, rather don't accept, that they have died and are now nothing but souls. They still believe that they are living on Earth.
Yeah. Albert told me about it. But what I am wondering about is, how did they settle down here?
It's a very, very, very long story.
Then cut it short and tell me in brief. I want to hear it.
Okay, if you insist. As you know, there have been lots of disasters, both natural as well as human-made, on Earth, which led to mass destruction.
Yes. And they happen even today, so what's the big deal?
The souls who arose from those deceased in larger groups were not sure as to what happened. What all they understood was that they were saved from the calamity since they woke up on a cliff.
What sort of cliff?
The same cliff where you found yourself after coming here.
But I realized that I was dead and was in form of a soul. Why couldn't they realize?
You were alone, Amar, and explored the place, but these people felt as if they were swept away by a wave and landed up here. They had lost their lives in a massive flood.
Then, how did they form colonies here?
Lord Vital knew that the masses were confused, and if they were to be made aware of the reality at that moment, there would have been a chaos, and it would have been difficult to settle them peacefully.
So, when Mahesh appeared, in his own fashion, you know, that cloudy teleporting thingy.
Yeah, it was too fast for me to realize how I reached here with him.
Yes, and the crowd that was already terrified. Humans, you know, as usual, get mesmerized by such magical phenomenon and considered it as miracle.
So, does this mean that they took Mahesh to be some sort of angel or god?
Precisely, yes. They immediately bowed before him. And our dear friend, Mahesh raised his hands in return as a gesture of blessing them.
But he did this to calm them down, as he knew their psychology. When he introduced himself as Mahesh, they conferred him a title as Mahesh Baba.
So he brought all of them here?
Not actually, these are just 20% of the whole population.
What? Where are others?
He divided the crowd into groups and distributed them in colonies of various civilizations.
So, did they build their house?
God, don't make me remember those traumas.
Why, what happened?
Lord Vital called for a gathering of those souls. Looking at him, the people were extremely terrified.
I can understand. Same was with me.
But, in your case, you were courageous enough to accept the truth. While, in their case, they erupted a chaos and started to scatter, assuming Lord Vital to be some sort of demon. Some even pelted stones at him.
What a pity! Lord Vital must have felt badly embarrassed and angry, didn't he?
Nothing can embarrass Lord Vital. Only those who nurture their ego feel embarrassed. Besides, Lord Vital knew the plight of that crowd, and so, he decided to vanish immediately.
Yes. I agree. Nobody can match his generosity.
But the bitter truth remains that humans get easily deceived by appearances.
Rather, judge others based on their appearances.
Then, what happened?
There, Mahesh Baba emerged and pacified them. Mahesh asked them to gather on the land that was allocated to them. As they did it, he waved his staff at them and got their frequencies embedded on the land. Once done, me and Albert built bulk residences in form of buildings and row houses for them based on the embedded frequencies.
So, that is the reason why we see these buildings and row houses. But they do look like the ones seen in fairy tales.
Yes, thanks to Tina and Dakshini, who prepared such exotic designs. The people liked them and immediately settled down.
So, how long will it continue? They should accept the reality, shouldn't they?
That day will come, as per Lord Vital. An awakened soul will free them from this prison of defied reality.